This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks to the spread of and the fear of the coronavirus, oil prices have dropped considerably in the past week. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says that fear has pushed prices to lows that have not been reported in months. West Texas crude oil was down to $49 per barrel Monday morning. DeHaan says fears over coronavirus have brought the second largest world economy to a virtual standstill.
Planes are not flying in China, nor are they flying to China, so you have perhaps thousands of flights canceled, transportation networks halted, people staying home in China, and the fears are trickling over into other countries. Here in the U.S., demand is eroding slightly as nervous motorists stay closer to home. And that's really the implication here, is entirely demand-based.
DeHaan says those lower diesel prices are being felt when it comes to area diesel prices. On the other hand, the national average price for a gallon of gas is down to $2.45 across the country. Illinois average gas price is $2.52, Iowa's at $2.25, Indiana at $2.29, and Missouri, the lowest in the nation, at an average of $2.10 per gallon. We'll move on to state and local ag news, however, following these messages.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
And we're back here on your Wednesday Afternoon Ag Show, moving on into local news. It was a big day yesterday at day one of the annual Illinois Pork Producers Convention and Expo for Montgomery County pork producers. During yesterday's business meeting of the convention, Dale Wiedekamp of Raymond was elected to serve as president of the IPPA for the coming year. I was able to talk with Dale yesterday at the convention to catch his thoughts on being the newly elected president of the IPPA.
Yeah, it's a great organization. I'm able to step into. We have a great staff, and we have a great goals in mind. So we have a bit of a tradition, our family being on the board. So it's easy for me to go ahead and be on the officer rotation, and now I'm president for 2020.
And then, too, not only being involved with it as a tradition, it's also a family tradition to be involved with farming. So let's talk a little bit about your operation there back home.
I am fourth generation. We have my niece will be fifth generation being part of that farm. Far back as I remember, there was livestock around there. I came back to the farm in 83, gone to college and went to Peace Corps for a while, came back and joined my brother and my father at that time. And we had cattle when I was younger, and some chickens and hogs, and of course, corn and soybean. Probably in the 80s, late 80s, we started just focusing on pigs, and we're fairly finished for a number of years, and then we transitioned just to finishing, and now we're contract finishing with Borgic Farms.
And then through the years of you being involved since the 80s, of course, the 80s were a trying time in themselves, mm-hmm. but you've probably gone through quite a few different changes within the pork industry itself. What would you think in your mind was one of those biggest changes that's happened in the last 30, 40 years?
Well, of course, everything's gone indoors since then. it was already starting to transition when I came on board. So definitely that, way better record keeping, and the technology is much better now. Just as you can have high tech with in your cars and all the gizmos and keep track of everything. Nowadays we can keep track of everything via our phone. So that's definitely changed, and have more peace of mind when I know what's going on in the barns at any given time. So that's a big one. Labor has been a change. You know, those kind of things are always changing, always challenging.
And then, too, in the current political climate, and now that we've got a few more silver linings with some trade deals and things like that, where do you think Illinois can go here in the future now that we've got some export markets opened up a little bit better now?
Well, we're getting back to some export markets that we were shut out of for a while because of retaliation. Those are coming back. Japan's coming back, and we might have to rebuild that one for a little while. Mexico and Canada shut us out for a little bit for retaliation. Got those back. We definitely need those. Now we're working on China. They have a 68% tariff on us. I think most other countries have 8 to 12. So we have a huge opportunity to move some product into there. But with the retaliation, we want to see some movement there. They've talked about it. We'll see where that really goes. They talk a good game, and you got to put pressure on them constantly. There's a potential there. It's not here yet.
Being president this year for 2020 into 2021 as well, what are some goals for you personally or just in general for the Illinois pork producers?
Pork producers, I'm a contract producer, and we have some representation on the board for contract producers, but there's a lot of individual farms out there that are contract producers, and I think we can potentially offer a lot, the organization. I wouldn't be on here if I didn't see some of the opportunities and things that IPPA offers, but I think there's a lot to come, and there's a focus on national and state level. I think we'll see quite a few things coming out in the next year or two to engage the contract producer. And also get more women on the board. I'd like to see that. We have two on the board currently, and now we just added three more. So they add a different perspective than all the guys on the board. So I'm glad to see that. Yeah.
And just wrapping up here, Dale, anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to add or anything that's on your mind that you'd like to talk about?
I just hope we see some better markets here. We're struggling now. We do have some help from the market facilitation program. That's just putting a finger in the dike. So there's going to be some struggling going on unless we see some price movement here. Keep our fingers crossed and hope everybody can hang on for a while longer.
And again, that was Dale Wiedekamp of Raymond, the newly elected president of the Illinois Pork Producers. That'll wrap it up for this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. However, remember, if you have any ag news for us, please email that to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. For this Wednesday afternoon, February 5th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.